Welcome back, or welcome here if you are a first-time listener. Today you'll meet Andrea, and Andrea was a student in my last round of the Content by Design course. She is a 2-4 sacral manifesting generator, and we're going to be talking about how she is using her voice in her business, how she creates posts based on her human design, and actually she is an OBM who has begun to use what she learned in the Content by Design course about her own human design to bring in clients through that business. So you're in for lots of juicy tidbits in this episode that you will be able to then use in your own content creation as you go along. And if you're curious about the Content by Design course, you'll get some of your questions answered in this episode. Now, full disclosure, Andrea is my oldest daughter. And in case you think, oh, well, that's easy, she's going to definitely say that, you know, her mom is the best and all of those things. That's not how our relationship rolls. We are great friends. We are business partners in some businesses. And I raised my children to be independent, to be self-sufficient. And that was not always easy on either one of us. We're not the kind of family that just, you know, brushes everything under the rug and thinks everything is rosy. No, we are absolutely able to call each other on our shit when we need to. And I firmly believe in skin in the game. So Andrea and any of my other children who want to take one of my paid programs actually do have to pay for the program, because then I am sure that they will show up to get the results for themselves. So lest you think that, oh, I just go easy on her because she's my kid, or oh, she just goes easy and says nice things to me because I'm her mom. That's not the case, but I do want to be fully transparent that that is the relationship that we have. Andrea also is the OBM in my own business. So we should do an episode sometime about how that works, how working with family can work, and how understanding our human design helps us to navigate some of the little rough spots sometimes. But that's not a today thing that we're going to. Stay tuned for the episode where we're talking about all things Content by Design, all things OBM business, all things human design.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Okay, so welcome to Unjaded, Andrea. I'm super excited to have you here. Thank you for meeting with me. For those of you who are listening in, Andrea and I are doing this interview on Good Friday. So it's a holiday here in Canada, but it was just the time that worked for us to be able to sit for a few minutes together and chat about the Content by Design course. So we are going to be talking about Andrea and how she is using her specific human design in her content. Andrea is an empath. She has an undefined emotional solar plexus in her human design. She is a 2-4 sacral manifesting generator. So we're going to talk about, of course, we know, you know, if you've been following along here for quite some time, that human design is all about the nuances. In my world, human design is all about the nuances, but there are some generalizations. So we're going to be talking about what brought Andrea into the Content by Design course, what she learned in the Content by Design course about her own human design and her own business, and how she is using her voice in her content now, what has changed for her since joining. So welcome, Andrea, to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
So tell me a little bit about your business.
Yeah, thank you. I'm an online business manager. I actually come from the corporate world. I spent about 13 years in product management and contract management. But as you know, I was raised by small business owners. So definitely a niggle and a passion to have my own business and to support other small business owners. So when I left the corporate world, I took those skills and I started helping other people manage their own businesses in the online space. And I absolutely love strategic mapping. As you know, I feel like I can just take people's ideas and like give the map to get there. So yeah, although I say online business manager, I really help with strategy in the back end and just making the systems work and the vision come together.
I love the way that you do that because it's such an interesting mix of creativity and strategy. Like sometimes people think they have to be either strategic or creative, but you're a writer. So we know that you're a creative person, but even in the way that you look at business, you have such a creative way that you can see what needs to happen. And then you also know the strategy behind it, which I find is rare in the online space.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's calling out your second line and recognizing your second line. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're a second line or you love someone who is a second line, just understand that it feels really good and we need it. I'm a second line as well. So we need it. We need for people to call us out and recognize the things that we're good at because we can't even see them. And I think that that's one thing that I've noticed with you, Andrea, is that you seem to think that
either everybody has this gift and they're just not using it, or like, why don't they understand the way that that works? Like, why don't they get that the way that it works? But then you come into their business and it's like a boom, there you go. It's all done for you. It's crazy how that works. Okay, so why did you want to take the Content by Design course?
Well, firstly, as you mentioned, I'm a writer. So any opportunity to be in co-writing space, I find really nurtures my craft. But for me, it was more than that. It was realizing that it was time for me to invest more into my own business and to write more about my own business, because I do so much for other people's businesses, which I love. That's where my heart is. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. But a lot of my own business stuff then was on the back burner. So I wasn't writing about my business. I might mention about proposals later, but the way that I was approaching getting new opportunities to meet with people and talk about their businesses just really wasn't hitting home for me. So I took Content by Design, and it really put me into a spot of where I could do more for my own business and confidently do it for my own business, because I'm confident in the strategic mapping for other people, but I wasn't confident in sharing and talking about that. So that really also, an added benefit was that it helped me with my confidence in doing so.
Okay, I love so much about this, and I'm going to unpack this with you, because that's such a second line thing. Like, you can see I'm like going forward in my chair, and I forget sometimes when I'm talking on the podcast that people can't see my hands moving, and I'm like all crazy about it. But that's such a second line thing that you can see for other people, and you can do things in other people's businesses, or if you're a human design coach with their design, if you're a health coach with their health, but you can't seem to master it for yourself, because you just don't even see the things that you're good at, and you don't see how you can turn that into a piece of content in your world. I think second lines probably have the hardest time of all of the profiles with this. And I'm having a conversation with someone today in DMs where she's like, but I'm a 2-4. I don't know what that means. I don't know how to do this. And I feel like we overcomplicate it, because for us, sorry, not sorry, guys, but it gets to be easy. And we're not used to things being able to be easy in our content, right? So that's just a second line thing that I noticed. The other thing that I noticed that you said was something about not being used to investing in your business. Very, very interesting. So how has that played out in your business and in your like holding yourself back from buying things? How did you know that, this is a lot of questions. How did you know that this one was different and that the ROI would be there, the return on investment would be there for your dollars?
For me, looking at my own human design, you know, I'm a bit of a human design nerd, and I've done some readings with you as well. So very beneficial. But I just knew that I needed something that would hold me accountable, if that makes sense. Like, there's so much in my design that is complementary to what I'm doing in my own business, to my own writing style. Even I've been a writer. Oh my gosh, I think the first thing I ever said I wanted to be in life was a writer. So I've been a writer forever. But this really gave me something that was a bit of a gulp, because I haven't been investing in my business, but it held me accountable. I knew that if I did this, I'm an accumulator. This is a whole different story in terms of money. I like to save, right? So for me to make a spend was a big decision. And I knew that that would hold me accountable, and I would do the things in my business if I spent the money on myself.
Okay. And did you use your human design to lean into the decision to like actually buy the thing?
Absolutely. Which has been, I've done a sacral session with you as well. As you mentioned, I'm a sacral manifesting generator. So my initial sacral nudge was hell yes. Still fine tuning the sound, but it was a hell yes. And then I second guessed myself, and I don't know if that's the two in me. I'm not sure where that comes from, or, you know, confidence conditioning, but I second guessed myself. But every time I really just sat with it, it was like, yes, yes, yes. And I felt it really in my gut. And it would have been easy to talk myself out of it, conditioning, two line, whatever. But the sacral response every time was a yes.
So
once listened to it.
I love that. So I'm going to walk our listeners through this as well. So if you are a sacral being, no matter what your authority is or what your decision-making superpower is, as I like to call it in human design, if you are a sacral authority, so a generator or a manifesting generator, sorry, not sacral authority, sacral being, generator or manifesting generator, then you will have that strong gut feeling about something. And I've had people who are new to human design come into a reading or a course or whatever and say, I know when it's a no, but I don't know as strongly when it's a yes. So really getting in tune with your sacral center is absolutely key, and listening to that. And the thing that's beautiful about the sacral response is that you can continue to ask your sacral over time. So what Andrea could do in her process of making the decision for this course is that she could just say, Should I do the content by design course? Is the content by design course right for me? Is now the right time for the content by design course? Is there another course that might be better for me? So it's not just asking your sacral that one question, is this a yes or a no? It's also like fine tuning and asking more yes or no questions. It kind of leads you further down the path, because maybe for you, it's not the right time for content by design, and your sacral will tell you that. So that's really a beautiful piece of getting in touch with your sacral, and that comes with practice. So if you're not there yet with your human design, don't worry, because it does come with practice over time. So I love that you were able to lean into your sacral. As you know, I'm an emotional authority, which is way more painful when making decisions. And it's painful for you as well, because you actually do the OBM work in my business. So you see how this plays out in my business, how I decide something and it's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But that's not the topic of today, because you're not emotional authority. You don't have to deal with that stuff, other than when you're dealing with clients who have it. And that's kind of, I mean, I wonder too, how does having more human design, I don't want to say knowledge, because it's like, knowledge is one thing, but actually living your human design is another thing. How has being more familiar with design, because in the course, this is going to be around the Mulberry Bush question, but in the course, you know, we do tons of kind of, I would say, mini readings or targeted little readings where, you know, there might be four people on a call and we pull up each chart, or we pull up a chart with someone who's struggling with a piece of the content or whatever, and kind of do a little bit of a reading on that. So has that helped you in your own business with your own clients? Because I know that some of your clients, you do know their human design, because we're all kind of in this world together. And I know that sometimes we'll have conversations, you'll be like, do you think that she might be a generator? Do you think that she might be a projector? So that you can kind of cater it. So how does that benefit you in your business?
I would say there's two immediate benefits that come to mind. The first is it's really helped me with how to ask questions so that I can help my clients like really land on what they're after, especially when we're looking at scaling business, launching new products, like this, these grander visions. To really hit home, it's how can I ask questions that pull the right answers out of them? They're aligned answers. That would be the first. And then the second would be honoring their decision-making process or that authority. As you mentioned, you're an emotional authority. So knowing that it's going to take more time for you, knowing that it's going to ebb and flow, and knowing that for you, it's, what is it, 70% or 80% is basically a yes. Mm-hmm. So helping and backing off sometimes as you get to that 70 or 80% yes, because I am sacral. So for me, it's yes or no. So it's given me a bit more like grace in understanding that there are other ways to make decisions and to hold the space for my clients to do that.
And that's so needed in the business space, because I feel like, I was facing a business decision this week, and it was like the guy was like pressure. Like, if you can't decide right this minute, then there's something wrong with you, you know, and we all have, I don't have this in the content by design sales process, where there is an early action bonus or something, because I don't want people joining my world if it's not the right time for them. The last thing I want is somebody coming in and immediately regretting it because they didn't wait out their decision-making authority. And I watch you do this with your clients. So your business is really interesting. And I just know more about your business because you have been through the course, and we talk about business and we talk about the things that are coming up and all of those things. But you have an interesting mix, because you have some people who are like entrepreneurial babies just starting out and setting up their systems. And by the way, if that's you and you're working with an OBM or with Andrea specifically, kudos to you, because you're super, super smart. Instead of doing it manifesting generator or third line profile, and do it all wrong and then go back and have to redo it. But that's our gift, right? So you have these baby entrepreneurs, but then you also work with quite a few people who are scaling from six figures to multiple six figures, or from multiple six to seven. That's really an interesting place to be in your business, I would think.
Thank you for calling that out. I don't think about that a lot, but it's true. I really work with people on all phases of their business, or all like ages really, right? So it's fun for me too. I love the variability and I love being able to take, you know, past experience or trainings and systems and all the things that are in my head and be able to bring them forward to the client that needs them. Mm-hmm. So working with clients that are at different stages is really fulfilling for me.
Yeah. And like you said, you grew up in a small business background, and we already covered who you are. So people know. So you worked in my store from the time before you were even really able to hold a job. You worked in the store, and you just have always had that entrepreneurial exposure. Let's call it entrepreneurial exposure. But then you also have this, you've married it with this massive corporate career that you did for over a decade. And like you really grew your roots in that corporate environment. So I feel like you can do this big picture and look at big business, but you always have the heart for the entrepreneur. And then adding this human design knowledge, even though you took the course for you, I watched you be able to, well, let's talk about that. I'm asking questions in way not a generator style here because I'm in conversation, but your business kind of exploded in the last few months, hasn't it?
It has. It absolutely has. And I give full credit to Content by Design for this. As you know, but I'll share with your... I'll go back to the holding myself accountable, right? To make the decision to invest money in my own business because I have no problem buying systems that I'm going to learn for other people's businesses or for future clients. But this was for me and my business. So it held me accountable. It put my feet to the ground. But once I got into the course, I realized this wasn't just going to air quoting, if anyone's not watching the actual video, this wasn't going to just help me with content writing. It was impacting immediately everything that I was writing. So that could be emails, that could be in your DMs, even conversationally with people in the business space, but proposals. I know I've shared a little bit about this with you in the back end, but I've taken what I've learned in Content by Design and put it into my proposal process, my writing process there. Completely reworked how I was approaching proposals. And I've signed every single client that I have sent a proposal to, and I have completely filled my book. So for the first time ever, I have a wait list, or I guess I have to put a wait list on my website once it's redesigned and out there, because I completely filled my books, and I credit that to being able to speak to people the way that I can now and write to them the way that I can now.
And I think the thing that's different, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but what I see as different about the Content by Design course is that we really focus on you. Whereas most content programs that I have seen on the market focus on your ideal client avatar, have you doing all of this work. And we do some work definitely around the person you're here to work with and your niche if you're in the US and all of those things. But it really and truly starts with you because your voice has to come from who you are. And in your human design, we see it's basically your user manual. It's who you came here to be. So I just think there's such beauty in watching the graduates of this program or this course come into their own. It's like you're all of a sudden standing in your power, and it's like you're calling your specific person to you because you're standing in who you are, which isn't often what's taught. More often you're taught to grab a template, grab a formula, follow this, think all about your person and what they need. And yes, that comes into it, but it's more about you. And I love how you have really stepped into that. Like the thing that surprised me the most, I think, was when you actually, I think maybe you talked about it on a call that we had where in Content by Design, where you had sent proposals and people were who had received the proposals and accepted the proposals asked you, could you then help them write proposals that would speak so clearly? So that was kind of cool. Did that surprise you?
It did. It absolutely did. Because on one part, I do have this confidence in how I'm writing to people now. And I think as a creative, I always enjoy my writing. So to be able to apply some human design to it and really understand more about who I am, my voice, who I'm talking to, who I'm here to talk to anyway or speak to, was really beneficial. But then having that feedback instinctively, I'm like, well, just take Content by Design. Like, that's how I did it. Come on into Content by Design.
Okay. So you're a writer. And you write beautiful. Anyone, Andrea's going to talk about how to follow her on Instagram at the end of this episode, but you write beautiful, 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 heartfelt posts. And you have taken people on a real life journey that you're on, which is part of that second line, right? Where we bring in other aspects. And I think that's part that second lines feel like either they're doing wrong or they shouldn't do because, well, this is about my life. It's not really about my business, but that's really part of the second line gift. And you write beautifully. And I swear there's a question in here. And you, in your words, you say, I have a really hard time with marketing language. And I'm putting that in air quotes because there's no such thing as really marketing languaging. But you would come in and you'd have these beautiful posts and you'd say, okay, I just need to like tighten this up a bit. So how do you think you've changed your writing? Hopefully you haven't changed your own style of writing, but how do you think you've been able to make it a little bit more effective as far as when you're writing for your business versus when you're writing your life story?
Great question. I'm going to start by saying that I was pleasantly surprised that in Content by Design, you're not pushed into a box, or we're not pushed into a box. That makes sense because I've done tons of writing containers. I've facilitated them. I've partaken in them. I've taken writing courses. And the bulk of what I've attended or participated in really tries to like put you into the box of how they're doing something. But content by design is the opposite of that, right? It's like, it's your own box, it's your own playground, because this is your human design and like you're uniquely you. So for me, I'm able to now, even in my own writing and that own journey that I share on my Instagram, I can look at it and apply things like the writing tips and the power words. And a lot of the like really extra like bonus and value in content by design comes through in how I write personally. But in the business, when I tighten it up, there's not emotion attached to it, if that makes sense. Cause I just think, oh, well, this is my design. This is like who I'm here to speak to. And if they're going to receive it, this is kind of where I need to finesse it or tighten it up. Because as you know, I'm a babbler, and that comes into my writing sometimes too, at a personal level. So I have to tighten that up on the business side.
I wonder where you got that from. Like, I feel like in my questions on the podcast, I just babble and babble and babble, not so much in my writing. It's funny how we all have our thing, right? But yeah, there's so much bonus content there for actually understanding how to write your story. Like, why did you come to do what it is that you're doing, which is a really important thing, and how to focus on the thing that your person needs to hear and how to tighten up your writing. So we've just been through the workshop week on the Unjaded podcast. And if you missed that, you can go back. Now I might need your help on this. You can go back. I think it's from episodes 46 to 50, something like that. And it's a whole week of workshops designed to take your writing to the next level in your business. So it focuses on human design. And the last episode, number 50, is actually all about writing. So a lot of people are sending me their homework, and I love it when you do that. If you've been sending me your homework, thank you. And if not, please feel free to send it to me either on Instagram or to reply to my emails if you've got the workbook and you're working on your workbook. But a lot of what I find people need to do is really tighten up their writing. And it doesn't come naturally, right? Because when we write a post, we want to give people like all of the information. And that's probably something that we'll talk about on Meg's interview here, because that was something that she, you know, every time she wrote a post, she had at least 8 posts in it, which is beautiful because you have, you know, 3 weeks of content there if that's the way that you write. But our tendency is just to pile it on and to pile in all of the words. And so I think tightening it up is a lot of what we need to do as far as writing skills go. But it really is about your blueprint. Who did you come here to be? What did you come here to say? What did you come here to do? Like your purpose. So many people come into human design. It's like, I need to know my purpose. I need to know my purpose. Your purpose is not what you do. It's who you be. And you're going to be that person in every aspect of your life. To me, there's no separation in business, in content, in personal life. It's all you as an entrepreneur. You get to be this robust being according to your human design. So I just have a couple of more questions for you. One of the things I would ask you is, who do you think should take the content by design course? Who do you really think it's for?
Oh gosh, I feel like maybe it's cliche of me to say, but anyone who owns their own business. But I'm gonna maybe bring that a little bit closer. I do think anyone who owns their own business will benefit from this course, because again, what surprised me was that it's not just about content. So yes, we're gonna focus primarily on content, and there was beauty that came out of that. But when I sit down to write an email now, like, do you write emails in your business? When I sit down to write a proposal, do you write proposals in your business? When I answer DMs, are you answering DMs in your business? Like everything that I'm doing in terms of written correspondence and even sometimes in conversational, I've been able to take what I learned in content by design and apply it. So I think if you own a business, it makes sense. But what I'll say is, if you're ready to, I don't know, scale, to reach for that next step, to maybe take some of the pressure off that like you have all these ideas and things aren't coming of them, you know, clients aren't turning into paid clients, all these things. If you have like that hurdle there, then jump into content by design, because you're going to be so clear about who you are, who you're here to speak to, and how to speak to those people, that I really feel like those blocks or tension points are going to melt away in the 8-week process.
Mm-hmm. I do see people getting unstuck as they go through it. You know, we could see that when we had the content, we're going to do it differently this time other than a Facebook group. But I could see that in the Facebook group where people would be, you know, people who hadn't written a post in 6 weeks, all of a sudden were like cranking out posts where, you know, they would post this one thing, what they thought was one post. And it's like, okay, there's actually 6 posts here. So there's your week done. And I think that we all can feel that, this is not a really very nice way to say it, but we can all feel that like noose around us when we go to speak our truth in our content, or when we go to say something and we feel like there's someone on the other side to judge us. We feel like someone's going to say, well, who does she think she is? Or where does she get to think she knows all of that? Or, you know, you're not enough, you're too much, all of those things. And, you know, we're both generator types. And so many times we want to create something in response, and then we stop ourselves because, oh, what if someone knows it's about them? Or what if people realize, or what if, you know, we're all afraid of the backlash, it seems. And I saw people in the Content by Design course take that filter off and be able to just really accept, this is who I am. This is how I'm here to move through life. And then the other thing that's beautiful is that I saw that most of you who did the work have now people starting to come into your world, and you're seeing your businesses really, really grow, which is beautiful for me. Because to me, that's the whole point of owning your voice, is so that you actually get paid clients. Because at the end of the day, that's the only way you're going to be able to help people, is if people actually pay you to work with them. That's where the transformation occurs. And that's where you get to live the life that you want to live. That's why you have a business, so that you can not have to go to work for someone else and you can bring in a proper income, right? Okay, so final question, I think. Is there one thing that you learned in Content by Design that surprised you? Or was it pretty much like, okay, this is what I expected?
I mean, honestly, what surprised me was how much more is in there, like with the bonuses, with the writing tips, things that I could apply to, because I am a writer, I could apply to writing outside of business, but also business, right? So I was really blown away with the value in the course. I'll also say that something that really impacted me personally, and you just touched on it lightly or briefly, was as a generator, being in response to things, because I really was holding myself back, as you know, and sharing in the moment. And I kept saying, well, as a manifesting generator and being in response, like I do have all of these ideas, but how do we actually share them in a way that honors people's privacy, maybe like a client's privacy, or allows me to stay in integrity, you know, call out something but still feel in what is integrity to me. And being able to work through that in that space was really beautiful. And I learned how other types do that too, which helps me in the kind of business that I run, right? So that I can, because I work with people with all sorts of different designs. It's not just about me. And I think that would be true, you know, for anyone who's in a coaching space or offering courses or holding group containers. I mean, you're taking it for you, but honestly, your clients are going to benefit too. You're taking it for your clients as well.
Okay, so let's talk about how people can find you. And I know you've already said that now you have to create a wait list because you don't have any more capacity, which is beautiful that you're sold out right now. But I still want people to be able to reach you and get into your world. So how do they find you?
I would say connect with me on Instagram. If I'm on social, that's where I hang out. So it's at the Andrea Slate. I'm going to tell you, I did that because if you say Andrea Slate, everyone thinks it's Andrea's late. I don't like to be late. It's at the Andrea Slate on Instagram. And once my website is redesigned and up, it would be there, andreaslate.com.
Yeah. Love using your name. Love using your name. So that's something else. Yeah. Something else we talk about in Content by Design, but it seems to come up hundreds of times in my world, is like, should I have this, you know, cutesy name? And I'm like, use your name. Your name's never going to change. But, you know, especially as a manifesting generator, your business is going to change. And I mean, I think all of our businesses change over time. But yeah, I love that you're using your name. So we will link that in the show notes so that you can get into Andrea's world. She really does have a beautiful way of crafting a story. So if you follow along with her, you'll see her beautiful writing in action, and you'll get to kind of be in the presence of that second line energy, which can be so powerful when it's used intentionally. And Andrea is nothing if not intentional in her business. So that will be linked in the show notes. And we're also going to link Andrea's affiliate link in the show notes. So once you have taken the Content by Design course, there is an affiliate program that you can be a part of. And Andrea, I want to just speak to you for a second here. I know I said no more questions, but you have a bonus. When someone purchases through your affiliate link, I believe that you have a bonus that they get. Can you talk about that, please?
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyone who jumps into Content by Design using my affiliate link will receive a how to organize your content. And I'm using Trello for that to show you the free version. So no added cost, obviously it's a bonus, but no added cost for Trello. So using that free version, how can you organize your content, your ideas, banking it all and having it ready for you? I talked a little bit about strategy, so I'm going to share that with you.
Awesome. 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 And we do have a Trello bonus in the Content by Design course that actually Andrea created for the Content by Design course for me. So it's going to tie in. So you'll have both of these systems to be able to use your Trello like a boss, because if you don't know what Trello is, you can look it up. It's Trello. And it is phenomenal for keeping your content organized, for keeping all of your ideas in one place, for organized. I see it kind of like post-it notes for my brain that I can go back in and say, oh, this is what I had an idea for an email, or, oh, this is something that I responded to, or whatever the case may be for you. So that affiliate link for Andrea is linked in the show notes for the Content by Design course. And I would love to see you on the inside.